You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Albert.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will find and enjoy various different features there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, of course, your phone calls are the primary element. You may dial in about anything. Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We will also cover things that hopefully you'll find interesting. Last night we discussed a ludicrous story about how Barack Obama, on a trip to India, and I guess this was just this week?
Yeah.
When this occurred? A trip to India, apparently decided to bring an entire armada, this fleet of ships with him, an aircraft carrier, and all the other little ships that come around with that. And you know,
the conspiracy theories are already going.
What do you mean?
Well, it sounds like he's jumping ship, sort of.
Oh,
he's taking protection with him. He's taking his whole family. He's taking a whole bunch of important people with him. And right after an election where there's a lot of controversy. Oh, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying the conspiracy theories are starting. I think there's one on the Ron Paul site. I don't want to say the Ron Paul site. There's a lot of them, but I'll try to get the exact one. But they're talking, and they're not saying that this is what's happening. They're saying that, you know, there is some suspicion that there's a sort of a jumping ship happening, and that something bad is coming up, and that he's anticipating it.
That he's leaving the so-called United States to keep himself safe?
For safety, and because maybe he's expecting a lot of controversy. And again, I'm not saying that's what I believe. I am just saying that there are new conspiracy theories starting up.
Wayne has been sending the Webbots site there has what is it, November the 11th?
Yeah, 11 a.m.
You know the whole thing.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Wayne has sent me these emails about this Webbots thing. Is this the thing that can allegedly predict the future that
I was calling about a few weeks ago?
I predict the future.
But is that what the Webbots thing is?
Yes.
Webbots?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, somebody's saying something awful's going to happen in another week or two, or a week and a half.
Yeah. Color me skeptical.
Yeah,
what a surprise.
Wasn't where I wanted to go with the conversation, but the idea being that Obama has left, he's going on this visit to India, and brings this entire fleet with him.
He is spending an awful lot of money, right?
but it's not his.
Right.
And you see, that's the whole trick to it.
Well, sure. Exactly.
Who cares? And we pointed out last night, of course, the whole claim that this guy is in some way cares about the environment, right? He's got to go somewhere, so he brings an entire fleet of ships with him.
Yeah.
That all, you know, was completely relevant. Now we find out that, because I was asking the question, well, is he going to travel on the aircraft carrier? Probably not. He's probably going to fly over.
Sure, why would
Air Force
he steam
One?
Across the ocean?
Right, that takes several days. So imagine he would be flying there. So what sort of other factors is he bringing in? What other security measures? And here's a follow-up to that particular story. They're going to build him a tunnel for his presidential self. A presidential tunnel. It could, according to the Daily News and Analysis, it could give a sense of superior American organization or be an indicator of a deep-set persecution complex. It could show, could also be a manifestation of Uncle Sam's penchant for a show of strength. The matter pertains to U.S. President Barack Obama's planned visit to Mani Bhavan, the Gandhi Museum, on November 6th, soon as he reaches Mumbai. On Monday, U.S. Secret Service agents visited the museum to plan Obama's security detail. They were accompanied by officers of the Mumbai police and civic officials of the D ward, where Mani Bhavan is located. While inspecting the route and buildings lining up the route to the museum, the Americans detected a skyscraper near a certain road and also found the area to be highly populated.
There's too many people here.
Since it's difficult to monitor such a congested area, they came up with a quick solution, which left the Indians accompanying them amazed. A bomb-proof overground tunnel to be installed by U.S. military engineers in just an hour. The tunnel would be a kilometer long and measure 12 feet by 12 feet, enough to let Obama's cavalcade pass through. The tunnel would be centrally air-conditioned, fitted with closed circuits.
It's not really a tunnel as much as it's like a tube, an ET tube.
It's filled with closed-circuit television cameras and will be heavily guarded at every point, including, of course, its entry and exit.
You know what that reminds me of? The Simpsons
Something
episode
stupid.
when he joined the Stonecutters and got all these special like perks.
Who, Homer?
Homer joined the Stonecutters and he drove like in this underground tunnel to work. And there were like pictures on the wall, and it was like, yeah.
This whole thing. I mean, details about when exactly the tunnel will be made were not forthcoming, but officials said the structure would be dismantled immediately after Obama leaves the area. You know, the man literally has a tunnel being built for his
security. What they don't mention here is how many people are going to be just inconvenienced, thoroughly inconvenienced by this tunnel. Because I remember when it was George Bush that came to Sarasota, Florida, and this was a different time than the whole 9/11, I think, or maybe it was a couple of days before the 9/11 incident. When he was staying out at on the beach at the Longboat Key, which is the next island over from where you and I worked, which was City Island. And the security cut off our exit. I mean, you literally couldn't leave our little peninsula. And so I had to just go back into the studio, but the radio station, and hang out. They just wait until for the hours and hours until they got tired of it. It's not like they came and knocked on the door and said, "Mr. Edgington, it's okay for you to leave now," either. You know, I just had to drive out there and get turned around several times.
You know, it's easy for them. It's got to be easier for them to shut down roads here in the so-called United States as opposed to Mumbai. So maybe that's one of the reasons why they're extra paranoid. They don't have as much control.
I'm sure the Mumbaians don't want to put up with this crap at all. I mean, at least there's some Americans that will say, "Oh, well, it's the president after all. We must support the president," or whatever it is that they'll say.
I think it's just a statement about how violent the U.S. government is. Because if the U.S. federal government, their military, wasn't around the world blowing people up, destroying lives, destroying, you know, property, if they weren't going around just ruining things for folks and meddling in other people's business, then would they really need to build a tunnel to keep the president safe? Would they be as frightened about horrible things happening to this man if he wasn't ordering the slaughter of thousands of people?
A good question. You know, take a look at the Dalai Lama. I mean, you know, here's a guy who is an ousted leader of a country. So, and China hates him, but he goes around the world preaching peace.
He wants to get back in charge, though.
Yeah, I don't know what it wants precisely, but
well, how? And I don't. Okay, I'm ignorant, so forgive me. But how in charge was he? I mean, I know that. I guess you could say they were a very. I guess it was a theocracy of sorts. But so I don't know what they were imposing on people. But it seemed like a very peaceful.
I'm not
philosophy.
Telling.
So I don't know.
I've read some of his stuff too, and it sounds nice. And maybe he's changing. Maybe he's.
Well, I honestly don't know what they were. I don't know what they were imposing in turn before China came in and took over.
We can come back. We can talk a little bit more about the Dalai Lama in a moment. We'll dig up some information on him. But I think it's awfully telling, right? That this guy has to walk through a tunnel. He brings an armada with him and has to have a tunnel built for his protection as he goes, ironically, to the Gandhi Museum.
It is ironic.
It's just amazing. Anyway, just kind of follow up on what happened last night.
A weird bulletproof tunnel thing. How long?
I would be ashamed to use up so many resources, but to promote that I was so important of a person that millions of dollars should be squandered over that person. And what harm is that millions of dollars doing? How many poor people could have been helped by that, for instance?
Well, a kilometer, by the way.
Who knows how many people are lost their jobs because of the damage to the economy of all this money that comes out of the economy and is wasted on resources like this over one person. Like, he is so much more important than all these other people. And it's a very emotionally unhealthy thing, I believe, to be promoting these people and like their royalty. Well, he is royalty of America, essentially. But like their royalty and everyone else's peasants and everyone else should be sacrificing and bending over backwards to scrape by when he's got tunnels being built for him for millions of dollars.
Al Gore, he shows up at the environmental thing in a jet, which is nothing compared to bringing your own
democracy.
But Barack Obama would have loved to have shoved some environmental legislation through and taxed every man, woman, and child basically in the world that does business with America, for their environmental use, but not his.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Just like you, I don't want to look older than I am. One of the primary causes of premature aging is that people are not getting enough lubrication for their skin. When your skin isn't getting proper lubrication, it shows signs of aging. Fine lines and wrinkles get more pronounced, and you begin to show signs of damage. One of the best ways to lubricate your skin is to start with your intestinal tract. Omega fatty acids are vital for the proper functioning of every cell in your body, and that lubricates your skin. The acai berry from Brazil is a fantastic source of omega fatty acids. Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains plenty of acai berries that will ensure you get the proper amounts of omega fatty acids in your diet. Acai berry juice tastes fantastic, and it's packed with excellent nutrients like omega fatty acids and the antioxidant vitamin C that will help keep you looking youthful and vibrant. Drink a glass of acai berry juice any time of the day and keep your skin looking young and healthy.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have there for you, features including listening options. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both running around the clock, the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can hear it there. Or if you've got a phone that can dial long distance, you can call in via our listen lines. There's also other alternative ways to listen. You can get all that information at listen.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left side of the page there, and their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. I've done this. I've gone through their process just to see what I was subjecting my listeners to. It's meds.freetalklive.com. I recommend them. It doesn't matter whether you're on Boniva, Amplify, Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia, Viagra, or Cialis. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We were just talking about the Dalai Lama ended up getting on that topic, and Dalbert, you were mentioning that, we weren't really sure as to exactly what his role was, and I wanted to say he was the head of the government. I wasn't positive, so I went and checked it out up Tibet. According to Wikipedia, the Dalai Lama is a Buddhist leader of religious officials of the Yellow Hat branch of Tibetan Buddhism. It's the name is a combination of the Mongolian word... can't pronounce that. Dalai, meaning ocean, and the Tibetan word Lama, with a silent B, Lama, meaning chief or high priest. It's a general term related...
ocean priest?
Lama is a general term referring to Tibetan Buddhist teachers. So, aside from that, the Dalai Lama sometimes directed the Tibetan government, which administered portions of Tibet. The 14th Dalai Lama controlled the Central Tibetan Administration, and he's indicated the institution of the Dalai Lama may be abolished in the future, and also that the next Dalai Lama might be found outside Tibet and may be a female. So essentially, he's both a religious leader and the head of the country. Fearing for his life in the wake of a revolt in Tibet in 1959, the 14th Dalai Lama, that's the one that is currently known as the Dalai Lama, fled to India, where he's led a government in exile since. So he basically created his own little government that doesn't actually, you know, rule over any territory.
Stuff, right?
In 2001, he ceded...
I need a government in exile.
He ceded his absolute power over the government to an elected parliament of selected Tibetan exiles.
This is crazy.
He has advocated...
you can have the government that doesn't exist.
He has advocated for... well, there may be people out there that feel as though they adhere to that particular government, kind of like you advocate, Mark, where you in theory, would be able to pick your government, right? So
sure.
Maybe there are some people in Tibet.
I can go for that.
Yeah.
As long as you have the option to pick your government.
Well, I don't think the Chinese government
cares. You could say, well, yeah.
Are you an anarchist advocating governments?
That's not anti-anarchist. It's as long as you're picking it.
Yeah.
If you're saying I don't like any of the ones, say, or you say like I don't like any of the ones that you're giving me to pick from, I'm going to start my own.
So you see why I don't like the term anarchist.
I know
here
why
you
I
are an anarchist advocating a certain type of government.
That's not what anarchy means.
Okay. Well, anarchy means no government, right?
No, it means no rulers.
Okay. So if one could pick rulers, then you'd be against them.
I don't really think someone's a ruler when you pick them.
Okay.
If they're not forced upon you.
I'll let you off the hook.
But that's getting into semantics. But if you're choosing to follow someone's orders without any threat of violence to do so, and you can stop at any time and stop following their orders at any time, are they really your ruler? Or are they just someone who's giving you some guidance and you're choosing to follow it?
Do you think a person should be able to eat the flesh of another human if that other human consents?
What do you mean should?
I'm
should
asking.
Be.
Should be able to.
Should be able to. I'm not going to try and stop him with violence.
So you're a cannibal?
You're not a cannibal unless you eat other humans' flesh.
Here he is advocating the eating of human flesh.
Advocating the freedom to eat human flesh.
I said I'm not going to use violence to
I'm
stop
I'm just pointing
them.
Out how, well, you know, when you need to use the right words to get the right message across.
So anyway, back to the Dalai Lama real quick here. He has advocated...
of course, he has paid money for
what
the...
what is the right word, though? I mean, because like right now, anarchist...
it's not anarchist.
Anarchist was made into a bad word by governments because it was... by the violent governments, specifically. The monopoly, violent, authoritarian governments.
No, correct.
Anarchist started out as a bad word.
And any other word we use that's anti-government, that's anti-authoritarian monopoly style of government, any other word we use will get... turned into a bad word.
That's a good theory, but, you know, maybe not. And they're going to have a more difficult time turning voluntarist into a bad word.
I don't know.
You're starting from scratch there, whereas with anarchists,
it'll get
you
served
baggage.
Is the other thing and turned into and the meaning altered. I think that's what they'll do with that. Liberal used to be libertarian.
Okay.
The word liberal used to, what that used to describe was someone who was more freedom, less government.
Indeed.
And period. And it became usurped by socialist people.
How long did that take, though? Pretty long.
Well, how often are we going to change words, and when are we going to just...
I don't know.
Is
that hard? I mean, everybody makes...
When?
Everybody makes it sound like... Everybody that wants to hold on to anarchist, and I think the folks over at Pork Therapy were talking about this recently.
Well, I got to hold on to it. I already put it in my website name.
Right. That's the thing. He's invested. That's the point I was going to bring up. The guy has $15 a month going, or $15 a year going to anarchyinyourhead.com. He can't possibly...
Well, it's less about any money that's gone into it, and more into, like, name promotion and familiarity and buzz.
It does sound sexier than voluntarisminyourhead.com. I mean, that just anarchy sounds better.
You should just go with In Your Head or something. I don't know.
Well,
that's what I did with that's what the movie production company is, In Your Head.
This has to be the biggest complaint, though, is, well, they're just going to keep taking over the words, so we'll just have to keep switching words, and how long are we going to have to do that? Well, how long did it take them to really take over anarchist in the first place, or liberal, or whatever? So we're probably looking at maybe, you know, half a decade, I don't know, but it's going to be a long
time. I'm going to come up with some fun new words.
It's not next week. But it's not like it's hard to keep using new words.
I want a word for nonviolence, because it isn't peace or pacifist.
I like the word goober. Can we change the meaning of the word goober?
Why would you want to change it? It's perfectly good the way it is.
Why is peace not nonviolence? I'm not sure what
because peace is has a secondary meaning of placidity. It peace is a non-active word versus nonviolence, which is an active word. You know, it means it's much more action.
That's unfortunate, by the way. I think peace should be an active thing. You have to actively pursue peace.
Well, the chick on the Free Keen forums, the troll there, she
talked about positive versus negative peace.
Have you heard about that?
Okay. No.
And I think she's on to something. I mean, a stopped clock is right twice a day, right? And she's right sometimes. That's the case where I agree with her.
Positive.
You do need to pursue positive peace, not just negative peace. Well, negative peace is just the lack of violence, which is great. I mean, you know, that helps you to achieve positive peace, certainly. But positive peace is addressing, you have to address the needs and things that cause people to be violent in the first place, right? If everyone's in this mode of struggling with violence over resources, you need to address the fact that some people are without important resources.
So, like volunteering at a homeless shelter or volunteering at a local charity of some sort, that would be actively doing something. It would be positive.
And I think those things are helpful toward achieving peace. Addressing the needs of society.
So now you don't have to throw away the term peace. 1-800-259-9231. You were looking for a different word, though. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe what you were looking for is the term positive peace. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves and bring up, again, anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit, so get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th Annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free and taking control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there free, including our bulletin board system, wherein you can get involved with other Free Talk Live listeners and get interactive. And it's all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
And you, every now and then at the BBS, you'll find Jason Osborne lurking around. He's the principal of SACL CAI. They're a big supporter of Free Talk Live. You can find out more about how SACL CAI can help your company and their accounts receivable department. Go to freetalklive.com. See the banner at the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right. We continue with your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Ladies first, Dana is on the line in Texas. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm just wanting to call and kind of tell you how the week has been since I spoke to you guys last week about the Medicare Part D issue in my life.
Good, because I've been thinking about you, Dana.
Oh, thanks. It has been fruitless. What I want to do is get a fax number from you, and I will fax to you the letter that I faxed to the UN Tuesday of this week following the grievance for genocide based on income. Do you have a fax number?
Does anyone use fax machines anymore?
I have a fax number. I don't know it off the top of my head, though. So if you want to...
Can you scan something and email it?
Yeah,
No, I can only afford dial-up and Hotmail, and it don't like PDF.
Gotcha.
My scanning is PDF, and most time it takes forever if it ever even goes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you want, I can put you on hold, and then I can get that fax number to the board operator in the break, and we can get that in your hands. But was there something else you wanted to share with us?
Yes, I wanted to tell you that it's just going nowhere. I've called every ad that comes on TV, write down the number and call immediately about your Medicare plans and all these different ones, and you wouldn't believe some of the stuff I get. The numbers are either disconnected, or like this one with AARP earlier today. I ended up twice getting routed to an 806 area code, which is, was Vega, Texas, up by Amarillo, and the number was 800, and the man's number was nowhere close to what I just dialed, because I did a redial and brought up the same number I just dialed. But it wasn't his number.
You know, I haven't been keeping track of the different websites that people have called up with over the last week on the program, but there have been some suggestions that have been made on the air. Did you happen to catch any of those?
No.
Okay,
no,
you may want to go back since the last time you called and listen to the Free Talk Live episodes that we've had since then. There were some suggestions there, and like I said, I don't have them in front of me what they were, so that would be the best way to do it is to go back into our archives and listen back, because it sounded like there was some really useful.
Yes, they are free.
Oh, yeah, it's right there at freetalklive.com. Well, you'll see the last week's worth of shows right there at the top of the page.
Okay. Last Sunday, I had to go pick up a prescription at CVS, and the senior news was out for November. It's a newsletter in this part of Texas. I don't know if you get it in the state you're in or not. I saw it's nationwide, I think. But anyway, there was a bunch of foundations for transplant people and medicine, health, and all this stuff listed on the right-hand corner of one of the close to the end of the magazine pages. So I called Monday, and every one of them turned me down because they would only help with a recent cancer diagnosis, or if you'd had breast cancer or prostate cancer, blah, 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 or if you had had a solid organ transplant. And I argued with him on that one. I said, if you don't have an immune system, you die. I said, it's as bad as if your liver quit. And I said, transplant doctors told me if I'd had this bone marrow leukemia anywhere in my body, I would have had a solid tumor. And they often refer to it as tumor of the blood because it's made in the immune system. It's just been fruitless. It's just been on and on. And
people who get transplants usually have to take drugs for the rest of their life to suppress their immune system somewhat.
Yeah, that's my problem. 10 years out, I have the immune system of a 10-year-old. My anniversary was this past July. So this time of year, when I go to the grocery store or anywhere, I have to wear a green SARS mask. And I walk with a cane because I'm crippled from all of this, on top of all the other things that have come up as complications from this, like Sjögren's syndrome and...
Dana, all I can say is that I can certainly sympathize with your situation, and that we did have at least two or three folks call up over the last week, not all on the same night, but different people had called in with at least, I would say, four or five different websites to send you over to give you some sort of chance at getting assistance, and they sounded like good, compassionate websites, folks, but that were behind it sounded like compassionate people. So I'd recommend checking back to our archives and spending some time and listening for that. I can't tell you exactly which nights they were, because it all blurs together for me to some extent.
When did they start? Do you remember? Was it Monday night, Sunday?
I think we might have had some calls that very night that you called us, and then...
I think that was last Friday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, so start there and then listen from that point on, and then see what you get, and maybe that'll help you somewhat. I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you for the call, Dana. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with Ray in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Hello, Ray in Washington, going once. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I ain't for any of these presidential trips either, so don't shoot the messenger, but I don't like the kind of stuff that goes on when I hear these kind of things. Like, let's give you an idea that all the right-wing radio, Rush, all of them, just every one of them, was $200 million a day. It's all over the Internet.
When what's $200 million a day? I'm sorry.
You have to catch us up. We don't listen to right-wing radio.
Okay,
that much.
But this is just all of them, Glenn Beck and everything, saying the president's going to go out and spend $200 million a day on this trip. I mean,
Type
the trip in, you'll see it everywhere. Bachman, all the Loon Tunes, every one of them, okay? In reality, it's already been debunked by Snopes and everybody else. It's probably going to be somewhere between $3 and $5 million a day. That's what the last presidential trips to foreign places take, okay? Now, it's really difficult on the 800 and some rooms rented at the Taj Mahal that's being set out there everywhere in the same places, okay, because there's only 500 rooms in the Taj Mahal, okay? Now, Bill Press, do you know who Bill Press is?
Yeah, he's a liberal guy.
All media going on this trip will be paying about $20,000 from their sponsors to go on this trip. They're not going for free. We're not giving them free. And mind you, let me just say this, guys. I don't like this. But, sometimes I feel about this president, this man is black. If he was black and gay, I think they'd probably hang him out in front of the White House. This is how much the prejudice goes against this guy sometimes. I mean, it's just it's
you don't think they would have picked on him?
I don't think
the worst thing that he's going to get picked on for is that he's a Democrat and there are Republicans out there.
Yeah, you know,
when there's a Republican president, the Democrats are out there going to pick on him.
I don't hear them saying things like that. I mean, I don't hear them saying.
I'm sure there's some though.
I'm sure there's some bigots out there.
But the point of it is just it's just partisanism.
It's an easy cop out to say you don't like the president because he's black, and that's bullcrap. I mean,
I think
it is in the huge majority of the complainers out there. It doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay,
it's because he's a Democrat.
If you go on YouTube, you'll find out right away that there's a fair amount of racism about
this. I'm sure there's a lot of racism, but that is not the bulk of, like,
where
all
the hate's coming from. Let me tell you how stupid some of these people are. They believe that he was born in Hawaii, but they don't believe Hawaii was a state. Now, what's going on here? I mean, they won't even believe born in America.
You know? I don't believe in states and in
I could care less if
I don't care. I mean,
this is the kind of stuff. 30% of them don't believe that the man was even born in America. Yet he was born in Hawaii.
They don't even
believe some of them Hawaii was a state.
I don't believe McCain was born in America either. So
he was born in Panama. You're right.
So there you go.
This is the kind of people, when you talk to these people and they say, I've never seen his birth certificate. You know what? I've never seen any of the three guys sitting there at this table's birth certificate.
I understand that. But you understand that's partisan politics. It was the same. Right. It was the same thing with Bush. There was there's plenty to not like about Bush, and I have a whole list.
Well, I agree with you.
But whoever is in there who's not your party's president, if they're not your party, then they come up with a buttload of crap
Have you ever heard them say that the president was not born in America? Any other president?
Even though
he was born in America.
Right, I don't listen to any of them.
Yeah, I'm not keeping
up. Yeah, I know you don't. I'm just trying to debunk it.
It's
okay,
all
now,
so
let's
pointless
to
me.
Let's
I don't
get to
care
the naval exercises,
born.
Guys. Let's get to the naval exercises, okay? Because that's what those were. Naval and military warships do not sit idle. They're not parked, called up on a phone for 911. They're moving all the time. They're spending money all the time. What they're doing is a naval exercise.
I don't really care what they're doing. They're still stealing people's money and spending it on whatever the hell they want. And I thank you for the call tonight, Ray. At 800-259-9231. You can make all the excuses for how they spend the money they've stolen, but it's still stolen.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thick. in. And Simple has a one-year warranty against breakage and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can also, of course, visit us, or you can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 and visit Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com. You can take a look at some of his cartoon work, in fact, quite a bit, a couple hundred, I think, at least, cartoons up there. The occasional blog post and video, anarchyinyourhead.com.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, G-Bics and Zenpacks, X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Some of that can be done overnight. It's memorydealers.com.
So we had Ray call up in Washington to bring up the issue of the Armada that was apparently was accompanying Barack Obama into India. He said that, no, that's not true. They're just out on, you know, a mission or something like that, and that they're not just going to sit there and keep an eye on things while Obama's over there visiting, and that he's only spending $3 million or $5 million a day on security and not $200 million a day. And so there. And
well, I think that there's good reporting and there's bad reporting, and I couldn't say. And maybe there is some conspiracy theory around this. I don't know. Maybe the Republicans are making hay out of this where they shouldn't be, and they're blowing the numbers up. And I would hate to, be propagating bad numbers. Well, I don't know.
I think the caller did have a point that these naval ships are, you know, they're out and about doing something all the time. I mean, they have to maintain readiness. That's what the military is squandering, like millions and millions. Billions of dollars maintaining readiness.
And when
we're not supposed to have a standing army, frankly. So
it doesn't address the issue of the bulletproof tube.
The tunnel.
No, the tube is
And that, you know, that it just shows more of this this largesse. And I wouldn't imagine, just the way they'll spendthrift on all kinds of things. And I wouldn't care whether this was a Democrat or a Republican.
No, we'd pick on whoever
I wouldn't
it was.
Doubt for a second that George Bush would do this kind of thing either. So,
in fact, it's what's happening is probably a bunch of bureaucrats that work in the offices who may or may not, they might be there anyway, and they're probably they're the ones making a lot of these decisions, I'm sure. I'm sure Barack Obama did not order a tube to be built.
That's probably the case, and these bureaucrats probably worked there during the Bush administration as well. I mean, it's very rare that the bureaucrats change out significantly as administrations change out.
Yeah, they're always going to try new stuff as far as security goes. All that new security is always going to cost more money, and you know that's just the sort of the nature of this thing. I mean, to me, it's not Barack Obama as much as it's the government.
Yeah, the office of the presidency and the hoopla that surrounds it.
Right. So if it comes across as, you know, we're somehow anti-Obama.
I don't think he was feeling that way.
I know that. But just to make it clear, we're on this show anti all presidents. I mean, they're all bad guys.
What bugged me about the caller was kind of missing the point that this is really, it's all partisan. Like, whoever is, the Republican Party is going to find something about who, whatever Democrat president is in power.
Yeah.
The Democrat Party and the movers and shakers in the Democrat Party are going to find something with the Republican president, and the other side's going to debunk it and shoot it down and make excuses. They're going to be apologetic. That's the other thing, is that there's legitimate things that make sense to pick on them about that their side will be apologetic for. I see it run rampant.
Yep.
And I see people, you know, when I was involved in the Republican Party for a while, and they're incredibly, there were such apologists for the war. There were a whole lot of Republicans, and I was one of them, who were against the war. And like, no, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Oh, we did it. And a Republican president did it. So, well, okay, well, now we're there, so we have to win. And then, oh, don't be against our troops because they're fighting for their lives and blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you have all these excuses for being supportive of something that you weren't supportive for before. And there's a lot of being apologetic for things that you otherwise would be against because your side's doing it. So,
and I think that race relations in this country gets kicked back a decade or two every time, not every time, but when people use the excuse to say, well, you know, it's because Barack Obama's black that these people don't like him, because they don't
know. Like Bill Clinton either.
If he was a black Republican, they'd like him.
They don't know. Right. That's absolutely true. There's lots of black Republicans. They're welcome. And it's not about his color. You won't hear the Republicans generally saying anything like it's about his color. You'll often hear the Democrats saying things that's like it's about his color. So that, to me, says the Democrats are being racists, not the Republicans.
But Ray's right that if you go on an anonymous forum like YouTube and you read comments there, you'll see some of the most hateful, angry racism that you can imagine in a forum like that.
The internet's full of idiots. That does not mean that the people that are representing the Republicans are racists.
And you have some people those people who are going to be very vocal. I don't think it's necessarily representative of the general public out there who is anti Barack, again, because he's Democrat and everyone thinks in partisan terms.
I don't think that anybody who necessarily everybody who's on an internet forum dropping the N-bomb about Barack Obama is necessarily a bigot either. I think that you've got a lot of just juvenile idiots out there that will do anything in order to get a little bit of attention for themselves, that have nothing in the way of a personality, so they'll use for themselves acerbic language in order to get a little bit of attention from someone to take that kind of action and then that attitude and then place it on the pundits. To me, it's intellectually lazy. It's a nasty thing to do.
You nailed it too. A lot of racism, I think, comes from personal insecurities because someone needs something to feel superior about.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all these racists that are like the most pathetic losers in every respect of their life that you can think of. But
they're
incredibly
white. Damn it.
Yeah, I'm white. Though.
I'm proud to be white.
Thank God I'm white. And
that's all they got, right?
That's what they got to be proud about.
And I think there's probably racists on all sides. I think you certainly have the racist punks that post anonymously on the internet, and then in both of the political parties, you've got likely have racist people. But
they're just not stupid enough to put it on their sleeve. But they don't hate Barack Obama. Even if they are a racist, they don't hate him because he's black. There are plenty of black Republicans out there.
Because he's a Democrat.
I just don't think you can rise that high in the media and be much of an overt racist. I just don't think it's possible.
You couldn't be overt about it, right? So how many of them they are actually racist is, right. is pure speculation.
Right, and if they are racist, it's not worth calling them racist because you don't know, they haven't said it. Yeah. A racist is somebody runs around saying something to the effect of somebody is, you know, different because they're a different yeah. color. And that's what the people that are supporting Barack Obama and saying that the Republicans are racist are doing.
Now, that's
they're
not
saying
to say
that he's getting the heat because he's black, yeah. and it's bullcrap. They hated Bill Clinton. They were after his butt all the time, too.
Sure. And that's not to say they don't have something that they can be insecure about as well, because whether it's Republicans or Democrats, they can all feel better about themselves because they're Republicans or Democrats, right? Well, I'm superior because I'm a Republican, or I'm superior because I'm a Democrat. So they all still have that same, or not all of them, but a lot of them still have that same kind of, they're coming from that same perspective of, well, we know better. 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up whatever you want. You know, Mark, you mentioned something to me earlier about, I guess, the Republicans saying they're going to stop the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. How
yeah.
convenient. I think that's very convenient because the Democrats will now have the excuse. They can say, oh, well, he was going to withdraw the troops. Yeah, he had to wait for a few years because of the generals. The generals told him to. So doggone those Republicans, they came in there, and now they're preventing him from withdrawing the troops. So instead of it being Barack Obama, who's actually a warmonger, and just like George W. Bush, they'll be able to push it all off on the system is slow and had to, you know, listen to the generals, and now the Republicans have ruined it. You can blame the Republicans.
He was just about to.
That's
just,
right. He was going to push that button in
July 2011. We were so close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awfully convenient. Anyway, let's continue here with your phone calls. Doug is in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, talking about peace and, you know, can't we all just get along? Dale was saying that peace is, you can have people fighting and throwing each other and beating each other up, and if you separate them in the different rooms, you'll have peace. But that's not the same as harmony. So maybe a better word is harmony. And I'm thinking of like harmitarian. Well, okay, it sounds like for violence or something. You know, harmist? No, harmonist.
Harmonist.
Yeah, you know,
a harmer.
Harmer.
Oh,
that's good, too.
Harmonizer.
How about we just stick with hippie peacenik? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's pretty good, too. You know who came up with this stuff? I mean, I did an essay on this, but I stole it all from Mira Ruart and the founder of the Advocates, Marshall Fritz. Great guy. He's a big wordsmith, too. So, yeah, I keep looking for that better word to replace voluntariat, so I like that word.
Oh, I thought we were replacing peace. I like peace, personally. I think I'll keep it.
I love your neo-abolitionist. If that doesn't make him confused, I don't know.
The worst thing someone can say about me is I'm a peacenik. I'll get over it.
More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Thanks, Doug. Hour 2 is next. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.